thank you for this fine facility that we give advice on, give us wisdom in dealing with it. In your name we pray.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Terry Crawford is out. Randy Pine.
Here.
Jerry McLaughlin.
Here.
Howie.
Here.
We have Warren.
Consideration of the minutes. Everybody look over.
Yeah.
I move the approval.
I'll second.
Second.
All favor.
Go ahead.
All favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unfinished business. Terminal parking lot update.
The sheet in front of you looks like this. Summarizes the funding for the parking lot construction project. Bid opening was a couple weeks ago. We had four bids. The low bidder was Hartman Civil with base plus the alternate at $824,000 $824,098. They are the low bidder. We took that number and made our formal request to the FAA for a grant. The FAA came back with the grant document for $483,385. That's this double page staple document. So we have a formal grant offer. I'd like to take that to City Council. It'll be the first meeting in August. I think it's the first Tuesday in August. Is it the 6th? August 6th or 7th, it's around there. Anyway, so with the FAA funding and the existing FDOT funding that we've already accepted, along with the city match, there's $1.1 million available for construction. The cost summary is below. It's about $2,700 in permitting. Relocating utilities will run about $86,000. We've got the base bid plus the alternate coming in at about $825,000. And then the construction administration and the inspection, that's the resident project engineer representative, Michael Baker. They're on site. They're making sure that the contractor's building it the way that it was designed, with FAA and the state money in there. It's important we have that representation. That's $102,000. And so the total comes in at just over $1 million, leaves us with $92,000. As contingency, you know, who knows what we're going to unearth when we open that up. It's been there for 60 years.
What utilities have to be relocated? Underground or
the above ground power lines are going to be brought underground. We're going to do some work on the on that separate line item there, just the utility relocate. That's strictly the overhead electric. I think there's some cable in there as well, and then we've got a century loop line that runs to the control tower that needs to be relocated as well. That's all lumped in there.
Who gets the refund if there is any? Is it prorated?
It's prorated. It is. In all likelihood, see that the state doesn't like to get refunds. They want us to spend that money. So, you know, if this part of the project goes well, like I said, in all likelihood, they will carry that over to the construction of the terminal.
Right.
So,
do you need a motion right now?
I do. I'd like a motion to accept the FAA grant so that I can.
I have a question before you get into that. Did Hartman provide performance evaluation bonds?
Sure did. Okay. Yeah, everything was vetted through our purchasing department. So if I could get a motion to approve the grant offer by the FAA for AIP number 24 in the amount of $483,385.
You have a motion?
I second. I move it.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Moving on to part B, that's the terminal building construction update. We're working with Baker on a task work order to initiate the design process. We envision a charrette type process where we'll have several public meetings and get a good clear direction on how we're going to have the thing designed. And we'll have a couple schematics come out of that little process. We did this about 9 years ago with RS&H, and they came up with two different design options. That ran, without much public input, that cost about $50,000. With Baker, it looks like it's going to cost about $75,000 9 years later. But we're involving the public a lot more. I've learned that it's really important with these seven different meetings, plus inflation and whatnot. I think that's a pretty reasonable number.
How are they determining that? I mean, I deal with architects and engineers every day. Mm-hmm. And to come up with a schematic is nothing.
It's the scope of work that we're drafting and negotiating right now is about 4 pages long, between detailing the hourly, between the architect and the managers, the CAD people. It's not like they're just giving us a straight up number. It's pretty well flushed out and defined. And I have the old scope of work from RS&H, and they did it as well to compare it to. So it's literally an apples to apples comparison, and with the addition of these additional public meetings.
Right. So what do we think the terminal buildings budget is going to be?
Well, right now we have at least $4 million.
Yeah, we were talking about 20,000 feet.
Yeah.
That's last I heard.
Yeah. I mean, it could be bigger. We may end up with more than $4 million. We may end up with a budget of $5.5 million, and that includes removing the old term.
Right. Here's the point I'm going to make. Typical fee on $4 million with architecture and engineering is going to run somewhere around $250,000. Mm-hmm. So you're using $75,000 with it just to come up with schematic designs. It seems like a lot of money to me.
Well, the public money, we have to engage the public. Like I said, we're still developing the scope of work and negotiating the fee. Right now, it's set at 75. It'll probably go down. But that's where we're at right now. I envision coming up with a final scope in the next couple weeks. Started with it. It's got to get vetted through city council. They have to approve that process, that contract. I know Shelterra is anxious to get moving on it. Spoke with Todd Anderson with Shelterra, and he keeps bugging me as far as what the time frame on the project is. So I'll keep the board up to date and involved in that. But that's the only update I have for the terminal building construction.
New business, T-hanger rental rates.
Yeah, the last time we really looked at our T-hanger rentals were back in 2009 when we were considering increasing the rental rates. Decided not to pursue it. We held steady with the numbers. The last time they were increased was, I think, back in 2006. We're looking at the area airports and seeing what they're charging, and we're still compiling the data. I got a number of responses in today. It does look like there's some room for an increase of the T-hanger rental rates.
You said decrease?
Increase.
Hey, buddy.
Sorry. But I just wanted to give you a heads up.
I'll vote for an increase. I don't.
We're looking at it, and staff is going to bring back a recommendation at your next meeting.
We vote against it because I'm already paying.
You can't vote.
You recuse yourself. I'll just stay on it. I'll just be on the forum that day.
Your partner can.
Terry does a conflict. He's got two now.
Well.
I ain't going to be an overcharge.
Have you accused yourself?
I don't have more.
Have you accused your patient? Market, based on other airports?
Just.
You go in and look at the occupancy policy, cost you maintenance wise, and.
No, it's market driven. Right now, Dunellen, their smallest hangar is a little bit over, I think it's $230 a month. Williston, I can't remember what Williston is. Lakeland is, I can't remember any of the numbers because they all flew in, but some of them were right on target and others were higher. In all likelihood, we'll probably keep the mid-range hangars where they are and then raise the lower and the high end up. But, you know, the final determination will be when the number's right in front of us and we can make an accurate recommendation, but it's all market driven. I looked at the electric rates thinking, you know, we haven't had an increase since 06. Surely the electric has gone up since then. What happened?
I don't use the electric.
It hasn't gone up since then, which was a big surprise to me. I mean, there was a time when it did kind of go up, but it's come back down again. The rate, not what we're actually, not the use, but the rate. And so we can't focus on that. Cut the grass out there. It's not a big deal. We use a lot of inmate labor. That just works into it. And there's steel buildings that require very minimal maintenance. Occasionally, we might have to change a light bulb or a door comes off the track. It's just a real good moneymaker for the airport, that's for sure. So it's all market driven.
Total square foot.
Well, we have three sizes: small, medium, and large. 1,000 square feet, 1,300 square feet, and 1,700 square feet.
What is your total square foot?
I don't have that number in front of me, but I can calculate it and bring it to the next
meeting. I just wondered if you looked at the total square footage versus pro rata of your utilities. If somebody's giving up, doesn't use it that much, you can't go with an individual meter. But you're probably your utilities out there, electricity's probably the single biggest expense, right?
Correct.
Well, then if I'd ever turn my light on, for example. I've said there's a lot of people that don't use electricity versus those that are hangar rats that are there all day long.
Sure.
Using it as a place of business. Literally, I haven't turned on light in mine in 2 years. So.
Well, we have timers on the lights now, too. So
well, that, yeah. I mean,
but, you know, we've looked at the electric before, and it's not a... It's not an enormous number.
What
I can get that.
Monthly is on the electric.
It's tough to say because some building rows have 10 units and others have 15 units. So excuse the value.
The total electric.
For I'll have to compile that and bring it to the next meeting.
Interesting.
Haiti keeps track of all that. Do you remember the number?
No.
I'm just putting you in the spot.
I could go and get it.
No, that's all right. We'll just bring it to the meeting. No, it's a valid question. We need to look at that as a per square footage expense. So.
And the airports you're using as comparables, are they individually metered for electricity or are they bulk?
Both, actually. They've clarified that in the response to me. And we'll
make sure to adopt some ducks.
Yep, we'll note that appropriately. Yeah. Any more questions on that? We'll move on to fuel and ops.
I already called fuel and ops.
Okay.
Moving right along.
All right. Fuel and ops. Operations continue to look grand. In the June of 2015, we hit 4598 compared to a 2014, which came in at 4182. We're still on track to breaking 60,000 on the year, which is fantastic. This little chart right here, this shows the average operations per month for Ocala, Leesburg, Gainesville, Hernando, Brooksville, and Lakeland. And we went back to the year 2011. Brooksville didn't have a control tower in 11 and 12. Well, they did in 12, but it was a partial year, so we eliminated that just to get a full year's worth. So we list them in 2013. But it looks like everybody, when you look at 2014 compared to 2015, everybody's seen a significant jump. Leesburg has seen a huge increase in operations.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
I would have thought they would have been like the Van Noort, Brooksville.
Gainesville has gone down. And yeah, Brooksville's looking good. Lakeland also had some great increases there as well.
Well, at least Lakeland's like 10% up versus Ocala being over 20%.
Mm-hmm. But we'll keep an eye on that. I wish fuel was a better report. Year to date, we're Avgas were up only 0.5% on the fuel. Jet fuel is down almost 20.5% for a total of 333,000, which is down 17.7% on the year. We still have some time to make that up. And we have a new FBO, so maybe they can attract some additional business. We'll see.
So was Shelter here in Maine?
That's good.
They started,
started June 1st.
June 1st. Yeah.
June 1st. How was this June number compared to the year ago?
Well, I don't have June's printed up.
I'm sure it was higher.
Well, the jet fuel.
What's y'all's Avgas today?
All right, Avgas price today?
Yeah.
Always going to ask our self-serve price. Our Avgas today is $6.54 a gallon. $6.54.
Then are you done with fuel and ops?
I am.
Persons wishing to appear.
How's it going, Sheldon?
It's going good. We're having a very slow July, though. I know that when we come to this airport meeting next month, I know what the gallons sold last month were. So, you know, when we talk next month, it's not going to be an impressive July. I'll let you guys know that right off the bat. We'll touch base on this right now. Last month, they sold somewhere around 40,000 gallons. You guys go by gallons, by batches received. I know that we're paying you guys based on how many gallons we sell. So we're sitting at 16,900 gallons sold in jet, and about 7,100 gallons sold in Avgas. I think last year they sold, I think it was about 40,000 gallons of jet fuel last July. We're still trying to track that down. They didn't really give us a detailed hand down from last year, so we're still trying to figure that out, what's going on there. We're trying to track those net jets. I know we didn't carry over the same deal, but it's not net jets. They only sold about 2,000 gallons last month in net jets.
Have y'all checked it amongst the other FBOs y'all have? Are they down too? Or?
Yeah, no, I haven't really gotten together with all the other FBOs and stuff. I know that Lakeland and stuff is down, and this is just our slow season. So, yeah, we're working on it, though. We're trying to figure it out. Do you guys have any recommendations? I know that, you know, with the T-Anger tenants here, they tend to fly to Williston and, you know, doesn't know when to go and get fuel. And I know that Mr. Jerry, you're a T-Anger tenant here. And that's kind of what we're trying to get a grasp of. We're trying to, you know, hold on to our T Angertons here and get them to support the NBO here. Obviously, it's $4.20 for self-serve prices at T Angers, you know, at the self-serve in Williston, which is significantly lower than the one here. But, I mean, that's really, really low, you know.
Well, just as a private pilot, I haven't actually probably bought any gas from y'all because I'm in annual right now, but back when Landmark had it in January, for example, and it was something I always complained about, was I bought gas at PDK for like $5.60 a gallon for ad gas. Mm-hmm. Came back to Ocala and filled up and it was $7.60. And I mean, that was a better facility than what they had here, the Signature up there.
Sure.
And I always felt like maybe the T-Anger people, maybe an incentive would be to offer some sort of discount to the people who are based here. You know?
Yeah. I mean, what I want to do is I want to at least, you know, I don't know if it's pumping the self-serve price out of the truck to my T-Anger tenants, you know, something to get them pumping ab gas at least. Because I know our ab gas, the only reason why we're pumping 7,100 gallons in ab gas is to the flight school. You know.
I rarely ever buy self-service gas.
Yeah.
When I come in from a flight, I'm usually tired. I want to top off or to the slots, whatever. I don't feel like going down, especially with a hot airplane, and filling up with fuel and then putting it away. Cause
yeah, I'm starting to
get a hot start and all that. So I usually got, you know, topped off. But a while back, a friend had taken the plane to Bahamas and put 92 gallons in it, so I decided to head to Williston that day.
We want to grab a little bit of the traffic from Williston. I get a lot of pilots coming and saying they're going to Williston for their low prices on ab gas, but I mean, I don't know if you guys have any sort of input on that. I mean, I'll start pumping fuel out of my truck at self-serve just to the T-Anger tenants or something, just to lift up the prices on you know, ab gas or something, but it's starting to get a little bit bad here, you know, ab gas wise.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure you guys have any sort of input on that, but
I mean that's been my experience. Like if I'd come in, I always, when I say top it off, I don't fill it to the top because of weight, but I generally don't do the self-service. But you know, if I'm really low, I'm gonna go to Williston because I'm taking usually around 100 gallons. So.
Okay. All right, I understand.
Two persons worshiping up here. So I guess comments by the individual board members.
Nope.
You and I had one.
What was that?
Why are we having a 3 o'clock meeting?
That's an interesting.
I would like to move it to a different time. Or even to 1:30, 2 o'clock.
You can do it. Unless you
have
lunch. Serve here.
What typically happens with me is I get out on this side of town, and like today I had to kill 2 hours. It was easier to just kill it on this side of town than to go home and come back. So I'd like to see it move a little earlier today.
We're here Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. We'll have your meeting whenever you want it. You just tell
8
us.
8 to 5, I thought you worked all the time.
Well, we, you know, actually, call. Operations is here till 6.
Oh, okay.
When I leave, I'm on call and call Jack. He's not here. He must have gotten calls.
3 o'clock to me, and I asked him right after I came on the board to somebody. You bust the early part of the day, from noon to 3, you're kind of squashed. And then if you want to try to do anything after 3 o'clock, you don't know when you're going to leave here, what time you get there for sure. I would think if we went back to 1 or 2 o'clock, you can even have, you can come out here and have lunch before the meeting at the restaurant and meet at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
No, earlier.
No,
the restaurant. Yeah.
1:30 maybe?
1.
I would think 1 o'clock would be a great time because if you're on an 8 or 12 to 1 lunch hour,
okay,
and you get back, you know, for the person that's clocking it, they go to lunch from 12 I think 1 o'clock would be a perfect time here. We'll try it. Let's try it for 3 months and see if it works. I'll make a motion then. We'll try 1 o'clock for 3 months and see how it works for the board members and the staff.
Okay. Yeah. 1 o'clock.
All right. The next board meeting will be at
every
1 o'clock.
All in favor?
All in favor?
I said aye.
Got three ayes.
Okay.
Any additional comments by others?
I noticed that Mark, I've gone in a couple times into the office area down there, the restaurant. Gee, it's nice to see smiling faces. And a little personality. You don't feel like just walking on the board.
Yeah, and I think that's the first thing I noticed after y'all took over. Just a little bit of attitude down there. I'm very pleased with that. In fact, there's seems like twice as many people there as there was. So.
Good. Yeah, we're glad to hear that.
I'm done.
Motion to adjourn.
I make motion to adjourn.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next one.
Thanks, gentlemen.
1 o'clock.
Somebody's got to pay for all those smiling faces down there at Shelter.
What?
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for all those smiling faces, and they got to do it through their fuel sales. So every time you go, every time
well,
you do go to Williston.
If I rent on my hangar, I might not be able to afford it.
Yeah, every time you do go to Williston.
We're off the record.
Now we're off the record.